In the Old Testament reading today, we hear God saying, "It is not good for a man to be alone. I will make a suitable partner for him." That is why a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and the two of them become one flesh. God creates the world to be ever more united and complex. All creation speaks of coming together in ever-increasing relationships of complexity and unity. God also intends marriage and the family to become one point in that complex unity. When we look at creation, we see how the electron and proton united to become an atom. Various atoms united to become molecules. Molecules became amino acids. Amino acids became DNA. From DNA came life. And from life came conscious humanity. Marriage is not just the biological union of a man and woman who produce offspring. It is not merely a relationship to keep a couple from being alone. The married couple, according to God's plan, is to become one person, one in body, mind, and heart. Ideally, as the years pass, the husband and wife see themselves as one. Perhaps we are fortunate to have known married couples, perhaps our parents, who have truly become one with each other. From the oneness of the married union comes new possibilities of relationships, not just physical, but the complex relationships of a family, a community, a church, a people, and a culture. Marriage is the school of growth toward human perfection. It is a school of love that can be transformative for a person. From the family comes new and creative relationships of God's ongoing creative love. In our culture today, approximately 50% of marriages end in divorce. Couples were not, for various reasons, able to achieve that oneness God desired. One or both could have been addicted to purchasing things, running up credit cards and debt, perhaps on clothes, fancy automobiles, and good times. One or both may not have been exclusively committed to each other and unwilling to let go of their single lifestyle. One or both could have held on to power and control over the other. Alcoholism or drug addiction could also have prevented their oneness. If their lives were filled with many distractions, they did not have room for each other and found it difficult to achieve the oneness God intended for their marriage. They were not able to bring forth new life and new creativity that could have blessed the world through their relationship. To become one, each needs to let go and become empty of self. If one is full, there is no room for the other. There is no room for their children. There is no room for their creative gift to develop and appear in the world. Our religious and spiritual traditions remind us of the importance of solitude and contemplation. Monastic communities witness to the importance of that silent and prayerful reflection. When we fill our lives with constant distractions, we no longer have time for solitude and stillness. Solitude allows time for God's inspiration, and it allows time for our creative response. From solitude comes peace in our hearts. This peace flows into peace and healing in our relationships with others and into the peace of the world. However, when we run after wealth, power, freedom, pleasure, and materialism, we run away from God's peace and God's creative spirit within us. The creative God advances the universe by bringing about greater unity and complexity. Through the unity and wholeness of husband and wife and their families, creative activities, new relationships, and new possibilities emerge. In this way, God continues to advance his unfathomable plan of drawing the world and the universe into ever greater unity and complexity. In the Eucharist, we celebrate. Christ calls us to become one bread and one body for the life of the world. He invites the married couple to become empty of what stands in the path of their oneness, so that new life and new possibility can flow from them into the world.